Random House Audio presents Into the Silence, The Great War, Mallory, and the Conquest of Everest by Wade Davis. Read for you by N. Reitel. Preface. On the morning of June 6, 1924, at a camp perched at 23,000 feet on an ice ledge high above the East Rongbuk Glacier and just below the lip of Everest's North Col, expedition leader, Lieutenant Colonel Edward Norton, said farewell to two men about to make a final desperate attempt for the summit. At 37, George Lee Mallory was Britain's most illustrious climber. Sandy Irvine was a young scholar of 22 from Oxford, with little previous mountaineering experience. Time was of the essence. Though the day was clear, in the southern skies, great rolling banks of clouds revealed that the monsoon had reached Bengal and would soon sweep over the Himalaya and, as one of the climbers put it, obliterate everything. Mallory remained characteristically optimistic. In a letter home, he wrote, "We're going to sail to the top this time, and God with us, or stamp to the top with the wind in our teeth." Norton was less sanguine. "There is no doubt," he confided to John Knoll, a veteran Himalayan explorer and the expedition's photographer, "Mallory knows he's leading a forlorn hope." Perhaps the memory of previous losses weighed on Norton's mind. Seven Sherpas left dead on the mountain in 1922, two more this season. The Scottish physician Alexander Kellis buried at Kampadzong during the approach march and reconnaissance of 1921, not to mention the near misses. Mallory himself, a climber of stunning grace and power, had, on Everest...